heart, how the music can free her.
Hi, and welcome to the Fired Up with CJ show. I am CJ Liu, and I have here with me today Ragini Michaels, the author of Unflappable, Six Steps to Staying Happy, Centered, Peaceful, No Matter What.
Right.
And in the last segment, we were talking about how important it is to embrace our personality, which is full of opposites.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about there are many forms of fear, anger, jealousy, fear, perfectionism, greed, et cetera, and that the opposite of that is really self-love. And there are many forms of self-love. Tell us about tell everyone about the...
Well, I think you invite self-love in or love in for yourself whenever you can access faith and courage,
mm-hmm.
Sympathetic joy, which is being happy for other people's happiness and mm-hmm. other people's goodness. When you have access to your own ability to forgive yourself and others, when you experience gratitude and focus on that. There's a lot about that today out in the world.
Yeah.
When you do experience generosity and you give from your heart, you know, not just from your mind or from your pocketbook, but mm-hmm. it's the intention behind it. Actually, most of these are about intention. And of course, compassion, whenever you allow yourself to stop judging and blaming other people and being angry at them for not giving you what you wish or for not being who you think they should be. Compassion is one of the ways. So these particular things are invitations for love to come in and infuse you with its capacity to accept things as they are. Because
mm-hmm.
that is the nature of the highest level of love, is unconditional acceptance. So as long as we're on this plane where we've got both anger and compassion, which go together, they go back and forth between each other. You want to be able to relax in the presence of your anger because that gives you easier access to your compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And my book explains to you exactly how to do that. The same with trust and doubt, so that your faith becomes stronger. Doubt is one of those things that really gets its teeth into you and it can pull you right down.
Mm-hmm.
But if you understand that trust and doubt are traveling companions, and they're always going to be traveling companions for
right.
your personality,
right.
for your personality, not for your higher self, but are for your personality.
Right.
Once you understand that, then you can allow yourself to relax and embrace doubt, find the truthful nuggets of wisdom in it for you. And that gives you easier access to your trust,
mm-hmm.
which strengthens your faith. For
mm-hmm.
example. So every negative thing that we have has a positive opposite to it that becomes, in a way, the antidote. But I hate to use that word because that makes people think that the negative is going to go away permanently. And
right.
that's really what I'm trying to help people wake up to.
Right.
They're not going away. They're not going away. They're going to be here for your personality, for your body, for your
right.
nervous system to deal with. And until you get to the level where you're dealing with the higher self,
mm-hmm.
and you know, this flow of unconditional love that is stronger and is your guide truly for everything, you need to understand this, and it becomes easier to get to that place when you have a new relationship with opposites.
And you know, one of the things that so if you go to my website firedupwithcj.com and you type in again Ragini, R-A-G-I-N-I, you can actually see the episodes that we did on faith, courage, sympathetic joy, forgiveness, gratitude, generosity, a lot of things that we've talked about today. And we did those because, and I'm really glad that we did, because I think that I've noticed two things. One is that the spiritual communities is like you're the point that you're trying to make. They're weighted towards only expressing and feeling one thing
mm-hmm.
and not ever expressing the opposite of those things. And so one, it's like you have this, like you will be, you know, whether it's like certain religions are like, you'll go to hell if you figure this out. You'll never, you know, you'll never be good enough, you know, that kind of idea, if you experience
right.
any of the feels of anger, jealousy, fear, and perfectionism, which I don't think is possible, number one. And two, it constantly puts you in a tough
right.
position because you're not accepting what is, right?
There are many, when you look at mystics, which are the people who demonstrate the ability to be unflappable, the key understanding is when you set up something that you like against the opposite that you don't like, that is what creates the disease and the anxiety and the misery and the suffering. So once you understand that that's the cause and you learn how to do it differently. And you can't do it differently by getting rid of the one you don't like, which is our basic strategy.
Right. We were like, please get rid of this. I just only want to feel compassion, forgiveness, gratitude.
Right. Let's grab for the good and get rid of the bad. That's the basic way we go through life. It's fine. Nothing wrong with it. But it's not going to get you where you want to go if you're looking for self-love and spiritual freedom. Right. Not going to happen that way. Right. If, well, it might happen, but it's going to take
you
probably
more. Well, I think it's frustrating because so many of the books kind of go that path.
Well, it's hard.
Why do they do that?
I don't know that they mean to do it, and maybe they do, but we misunderstand it because the filters we have over our vision are ones that are set up to immediately perceive all opposites as antagonistic.
Mm, that's fair. So instead of saying the books are doing it, it's we kind of read it that way.
We read it, even if it's said, because it's said many, many times. I mean, I've been on a spiritual path for like 40 years, right? I'm revealing my age here. But anyway, for 40 years, and I would say...
You started at birth.
Yeah, I wish. But the point I'm making is I didn't hear this, and I read it many, many, many times. I saw it written down. And we all know about the people who study these things, about the law of polarity. We all know that, so I just assumed I got it.
Right.
Of course, everything comes in opposites. Big deal.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea that what I was misreading over and over and over again, the importance of understanding this. Mm-hmm. Although I will say that it's usually left till the end of most spiritual paths to approach paradox and opposites. Generally, before the end, you're just asked to cultivate the good stuff.
Yep.
You know, and the Buddhists, and bless their hearts, are very into cultivating the good, which you do need to do, by the way.
Right, yeah.
But you don't want to do it because you want to get rid of the other, or with the intention that if I just cultivate enough compassion, I will never again feel a tiny surge of anger in me.
Right.
Now, I'm not saying there won't be a time when that's true, but it's going to be whenever self-love is at the higher dimension.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Okay, so let us talk about how some of these pair together, because it seems like we were on a random walk, but we were not. In fact,
we were not.
So let's go through some of the things. You already talked about the pair. I love how you talk about it. I always imagine as like a married couple that you're like, I don't know why they're together, but they're together and they're in my life. It's like your sister-in-law or brother-in-law that are together and you're like, I don't get it. I don't even know if I want to accept it, but yet they're part of my family. So I just have to accept it.
And the tension between them may look antagonistic, but in the case of opposites and perhaps in the case of some marriages, it's creative dynamic tension.
Yeah.
It's the tension that allows the creativity and the personal growth to occur as opposed to being antagonistic where it's breaking everything apart to a bad degree.
Yeah.
So as I said earlier, anger and compassion go together. Envy and jealousy, basically the experience that goes with that to help you go around and around and come back and forth is gratitude, because you're always feeling a lack. Mm-hmm. So the minute you feel envy or jealousy, tune in to gratitude. What do you already have? Focus on that. Again, all of this is about where are you putting your focus and how are you interpreting what your eyes fall upon.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. Fear, the biggest and most wonderful, easiest way to deal with fear is to find your faith and the courage, right? So that whatever sense of cowardice or retraction or contraction is going on can be balanced by courage, which allows an expansion of your willingness and your faith that, you know, the old story that if you leap off the edge, there will either be a ledge underneath you or you will sprout wings.
Yes.
Called faith. Greed is another one that we experience a great deal in our world. Greed for, oh my gosh, so many things. Beauty, money, clothes, material, cars.
iPads.
Oh yeah, I'd like one of those. Big bank accounts, you know. So the balance for that is generosity. Again, it's taking your focus off what you want to look at what you have and sharing it. Mm. Because greed has the element of holding it in.
Right, not enoughness.
Yeah. Not enoughness. Perfectionism, always looking at other people. We talked about it in terms of other people mostly, noticing, you know, how they're not perfect and feeling like looking at somebody who's doing an artistic rendition of something and you pick it apart because it's not perfect, missing the fact that that person is having great joy in expressing themselves. And so perfectionism, oftentimes sympathetic joy is a good balance to that, which is really feeling happy for someone because they're happy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Right.
And feeling happy for yourself because you're happy. Sympathetic joy is a wonderful experience and state of being. One, it would really be nice to have more of in our world today. So those are just some examples of basic negative emotions are what we've called obstacles that actually, as we've talked about, are signals when you learn to look at them differently, that it's time to allow the opposite to come into play. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the negative state as a signal and you know the opposite that goes with it, you have a pretty good map for what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so here's how these segments are constructed. So let's say, first of all, you have to have awareness that any of this stuff is happening, right?
Yes.
You have to have those aha moments that you and I have had, either, envy is arising or jealousy is arising,
right.
Anger is arising. Mm-hmm. And then being able to, if it's arisen enough, to know like, anger means my needs are not being met, or I'm not being heard, or my boundaries are being breached.
Or I'm projecting outwards.
I'm projecting.
I don't like in me.
Yes, exactly. So then you go, okay, which of these apply in these situations? Check, not really check. And then you look at that as a basis for understanding and making your peace and love with that particular negative emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So you could...